Final One podcast audio may or may not be going.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. You walked up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my fade.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
You're damn right. White on White Crime attacks quite fast. Bank is gonna tell you what chaps my ass. Megan and Karen disrespected Bob and Dana. Said they wanna be a player. Oh, she don't wanna be a player no more. Monica called whatever. I try to bust a little freestyle action. All right, White on White Criming. That's what Phoenix Collider's thing is.
Yeah.
We recognize mercenaries trying to pimp us out like that little bitch Eminem and his little wannabe thug pansies behind him who aren't real men who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else. Like that little bitch Eminem.
Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you for being yourself, fuck them. Let me tell you something. I used to go with a girl when I was about your age. I try to please her Pepe all the time, without my way to please Pepe. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. Say, you can't say that. You can't say that, it might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. Say, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to...
trying to tell you, son.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there is Michael Wright coming back to the face booze from the Instafied gram, I believe, allegedly.
How do you do that? I hate Instagram, nigga. Like, I hate that shit.
Oh, damn. It just put a special effect on me on the face booze live.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's rowdy. All right. ma'am.
Yes.
Let's get right down to the shit.
All right.
Let's get the fuck down. Trigger warning of sorts, if need be. Maybe not. Mississippi, folks. Mississippi. All right. M-I, crooked letter, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so apparently there's a place out there called Gulfport.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man in Gulfport. And he's an eccentric driver. But he has
eccentric
reasons. Yes.
Okay.
You could also go with unique.
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's a unique driver
mm-hmm.
that tried to share his passion for freedom on the road
wow.
with other drivers,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
he's being punished by the liberal government of Mississippi.
Yes, they are quite liberal down there. Very liberal.
15 years in the Negro cage.
15 years, huh?
Not fair.
Not fair?
Not fair.
Yeah.
All right?
It keeps bothering me that I see these fucking glasses on my face and that fucking...
I know it won't go to the YouTube, though. So a circuit court judge this week sentenced a 32-year-old individual named Sean Michael Stroud of a place called Killin. Is that really that? K-I-L-N?
Isn't that... Well... I don't know how they pronounce it down there, but isn't that traditionally pronounced kill? Like when you have a clay thing and you put it in the kill, like that like that special oven for like pottery and shit to make it hard.
Are you pronouncing the N at the end?
No.
Oh, it's just kill?
Yeah.
Nah, it's killing.
Okay.
They're killing them in the Gulfport.
All right.
So there was a so-called incident where our dear patriot, Mr. Michael Stroud...
and this was back in April, and he acquired a tractor.
Acquired.
In the article, they put stole, but he's a white man, so he discovered it.
Wow.
And he attempted to tractorize several vehicles at a Walmart parking lot. And then headed for a Nissan dealership.
Why not?
Because he was trying to stop climate change.
He was trying to get what he was doing.
He's trying to get rid of these cars. Fallon Matthew of FallonKitty.com just tuned in. So far, we have a young lad that discovered a tractor and decided to tractify some vehiculars in a Walmart parking lot. And now he's headed for Nissan dealership. So Mr. Stroud pleaded guilty last week to aggravated assault, grand larceny, and malicious mischief. But the Gulfport police fellers, they arrested Mr. Stroud way back on April 8th after he discovered the front end loader from a recycling center. So that's what the tractor is, a front end loader?
Yes. Which now, you said he was just trying to save the planet.
Yeah.
How do you save the planet by stealing equipment from a recycling plant?
It was a liberal recycling plant.
Wow.
He was just trying to conserve it for them.
Right.
Fucking. So he took it from a recycling center, then drove to a Walmart and smashed into at least four cars, including two with people inside. That's got to fuck up your day. That has got to fuck your day.
Yeah, just sitting in your car in a Walmart parking lot, some nigga with a tractor runs into you?
And your day consented. Didn't even ask you what you thought. Your day was like, no, we're polyamorous now. We're fucking back. He said, and he also hit a 53-foot utility trailers.
All right.
And then he drove it into the Walmart lawn and garden center gate. That's fantastic. Damn, you just in there trying to get some organic soil or whatever the fuck it is. Here comes Tractor Man.
He's showing his discovery.
Oh man, where was his father? Jesus Christ. Fucking. So he went into the Walmart center garden center gate. Hoo-bah. And then his wild ride ended after he hit a palm tree and got a flat tire. Mr. Stroud told the police fellers he thought the world was ending. But the Harrison County District Attorney Joel Smith says that Stroud was under the influence of drugs and or alcohols. Besides prison, Mr. Stroud must pay $41,000 in restitution and spend 5 years on post-release supervision.
Wow.
All right, Mr. Stroud.
I want to try. I don't actually want to try it, but I want to see somebody else try that. It's like, well, I thought zombies were chasing me, so yeah. I went to a Walmart parking lot and ran into parked cars.
You thought zombies were chasing you? So you took the time to go to a recycling center and get a tractor.
Yeah.
Nigga, you made that up. Or maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't know.
All right, we have an episode in the archives titled "Why Are White Men Always Naked?"
We do.
And here's Phoenix Kalita's show notes.
What? Is it not Wednesday?
Is it Wednesday?
Is it not Wednesday?
To crime or not to crime, that is the whiteness. South Carolina, fuck it, why not? Keep it Southern. A man was charged with indecent exposure after he was seen naked in his car in front of a Walmart store performing a sex act. It doesn't say there was anyone else.
I don't think there was anyone else.
So is it still performing? I mean, kind of open audience, so anybody can sort of be like, hey man, let's throw him some change in the cup. It happened Friday afternoon at a Walmart in Greenwood, and a woman had just returned to her car from shopping in the store, And when she got into the driver's seat, she saw a gold car next to hers. When she looked over into the car, she saw a heavy-set white man naked and performing a sex act on himself.
On himself, see?
So he was just protesting Sesta Fosta.
Really?
He was protesting. What?
Really?
The man's genitals were clearly visible, and he did not try to hide himself from her or others in the parking lot. While the woman turned around to tell her mother what happened, mm-hmm. the man drove away. The police released that information. She followed him for a short time.
That's a little fucking weird.
And was able to take a picture of the car and license plate, which she shared with the police fellers. So they later found and stopped the car and arrested the driver, a 39-year-old individual named Guy Shufford of a land called Saluda. And it was on a charge of indecent exposure, according to the report, for performing a sex act on himself.
Okay, now,
what up?
If I happened to be in a Walmart parking lot and saw a man naked and masturbating in his car, I'm not going to follow him anywhere. That's how horror movies start.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Hey. Ew. Also, this is why men send it. See, they really do like it. They like seeing unsolicited penises in their lives. No.
All right. No. So, it's tough out there for millennials in the job market. I mean, could this really be a story about nihilism, cynicism? All right. Meanwhile, in Spring Hill, Florida.
Yes.
His name is Dominic Breedlove. Have we covered this guy before?
I don't know.
That's a familiar sounding name, doesn't it? I think it was someone's name who sounded like they were a DJ. And I think Love was in it.
Mm.
Tell me this guy is not, like, does he just listen to the podcast and hope to become a segment? Just go out and do shit. The name looks familiar. Dominic Breedlove in Spring Hill, Florida, has been charged with retail theft at a Kohl's. All right, that's K-O-H-L-S. They sell household items, clothing items, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tried to shoplift a pair of shoes. And this was after he left the human resources office. And he was in the human resources office because he had a job interview. So he saw a pair of Nike shoes on his way out without security tags and said, "Hey, I need money now. Maybe I can sell these." I'm guessing that's why he tried to take them. The authorities say he grabbed a Kohl's shopping bag from a previous purchase out of his car, and then he proceeded to put the two pairs of women's shoes in the bag, mm-hmm. a pair of Nike Air Bella TR shoes, valued at 80 doll hairs, and a pair of Nike Elite TR shoes valued at 70 doll hairs. A loss prevention worker was watching him the entire time and called the sheriff's office to report the crime in progress. Dominic Breedlove, was taken into custody in the parking lot. And he told the investigators he was going to give the shoes to his mother. The sheriff's office noted that Breedlove did not get the job. It's motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what up?
I'm just looking. There's some guy with the last name of Breedlove who got arrested for dealing drugs. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we might have covered that one. And then this sounds like something that we would have covered.
Uh-huh.
I think this is in Georgia, maybe?
On your mind?
DeKalb County Commissioner Jeff Breedlove has spoken out about the perils of Ember Drive. The short dead-end street is plagued by crime, and according to Breedlove, may be the ground zero of everything wrong with DeKalb County. However, now police believe Breedlove went to Ember to meet with his crack cocaine dealer.
That sounds like
something we might have covered. This is from October of 2016. So yeah, a government official with the last name of Breedlove was dissing this street, and then it turns out he was going there because that's where his dealer was working. So
Jesus
maybe.
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, a heavily bearded white man and a young white woman with a sharp haircut, both in Ohio, both arrested on terror plots.
Yes.
But not together.
But not together. Yeah, which, everyone who put these stories together is a fucking asshole. Because they kept doing two, what is this, fucking Ohio?
Yeah.
Two Ohioans, arrested under terror plot and had their pictures together. And then I kept reading the stories. I'm like, why are these two people working together? They don't even sound, they're not doing the same thing. They're not working together. It was two separate fucking cases. So fuck everybody who just framed it as, oh, two people in Ohio got arrested for a terror plot and put their pictures up side by side, you assholes.
Yeah, and one of them is, she's a roofer.
Yes.
That's what you're calling Dilla Roof fans?
Yes.
Okay, so one, she's a roofer.
Yeah.
And the other one is a white Muslim. Yeah. Well, oh, so that's why he's bearded.
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, for the most part, fellas be bearded in general. I mean, hell, I have a beard. It's not what some would call an epic beard, but I got fucking facial hair. Let's see.
I mean, his beard looks very raggedy. Like, it's very uneven, like, not brushed, combed, you know.
And it looks like it's on purpose because he brushed his hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dibba-doop-doop-bop-boop. So... this feller, his name is Skibby Flibby Dibadoo Joseph, Damon Joseph, a 21-year-old individual, and he's out of Cleveland, Ohio, right? And he got arrested by the federal authorities because he planned on carrying out a mass shooting at a Jewish synagogue. Now, white Muslim wanted to shoot white people of whom are subclassified as Jewish.
Yes.
So, still, I'm waiting for these followers of Farrakhan. Where are their big crimes plots? At least something.
Something.
It's white people. Mm-hmm. White people you gotta watch out for. Not fucking Farrakhan and the NOI. What are you, shitting me? Them niggas are just trying to sell bean pies and march in step and talk about the black... keeping black dollars black or some shit.
Let's be honest, they're far more concerned with maintaining misogyny in the community than going out of the community to kill white people.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, you know.
And they're realistic. Black people, no, can't kill white people wholesale.
No, you can't.
Jesus Christ. Alright. So, a white man of one religion planned on shooting white people of another religion and got arrested by federal authorities.
That's the point, because I keep saying it. People keep calling me an anti-Semite, but I'm just going to continue to point it out. He was going to a where to shoot whomst?
A birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Or just kind of in general, he was just going to look for people that have the Jewish look. Maybe they look like David Pakman.
Right.
Maybe they look like Adam Sandler.
Right.
Maybe they look like Bernie Sanders. Maybe they look like Nicole Sandler. Maybe they look like David Schwimmer. You know, because all of those people look exactly alike.
They do look exactly alike. Or Ocasio-Cortez with that fucking... the fuck was that? The New York Times, I think? Or Washington Post with that fucking... that fucking picture. Which I think it was the Washington Post. If y'all haven't seen it, check it out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out and said that she's part Jewish, she recently learned. And the picture that they used of her, like, she's got, like, the hands clasped, and, like, it literally looks like every, I don't just want to say, like, Jewish stereotype picture, but, like, that specific, like...
There is one in particular.
Yeah, like, it's very, like, over the top, like...
If you remind me, I'll just link it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just we got to we're not going to remember.
We're not going to remember.
But you know, all right? You just look up stereotypical Jew.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, and now let's dance it over here. Ohio woman, this one out here in Toledo.
You missed the funny part about the guy.
Oh, I didn't know there was a funny part. I thought you just put him up to make a point.
He was talking to FBI agents who he thought were in ISIS about how to make bombs and shit. That's how they caught him. And he was saying shit about, like, I'm not scared to go to prison. I'll just convert more people for ISIS if they send me there. Like, he anticipated blowing shit up and getting taken in alive to convert new recruits. Like, that is an extra level of whiteness. Nobody can tell me that he's not a white man.
Damn.
He fully anticipated causing a terror attack and being taken into custody alive and able to recruit other people. That is fucking white as shit.
Man, you're all right wearing that hat.
Thank you.
That shit fits you well.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then Facebook put the special effect on you again.
Quick, let me move real fast, and then it'll... No, it won't. Damn.
And then, So now there's the, Toledo area. Yeah, I almost effed it all the way up. So they both were getting their Toledo on. So federal investigators say an Ohio woman was buying bomb-making supplies for a domestic terror attack that was never carried out and had a fascination with mass murderers. And her name is Elizabeth LaCron, a 23-year-old individual, because just wait for them to die out.
Any day now.
Well, yeah. And especially with medical advancements. Nah, but if you're blue collar, that medical advances are for rich people.
Those are for rich people.
So apparently she planned an upscale mass murder at a Toledo bar. And what up? Oh, you found anything out about that bar?
No, I did not. I was just, upscale and Toledo are not things in my head that... like, go together. Buddy.
They charge like $2 for a beer.
Upscale Toledo bar. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They fucking got Corbell.
Aha. Nigga.
Sophia Loco knows what's cracking. You know, nigga.
What the fuck is her last name?
Skip it to LaCron.
Thank you.
Phonetify it. Let's take a look here. So she wanted to do this upscale mass murder. And, she was inspired by some of McMurrica's most notorious killers. And LaCron has since been charged with transport of explosives with intent. The Toledo police fellers, they say they got information from a citizen about the defendant wanting to conduct a violent attack. And they looked at her Social5 Meteor and actually indicated that she glorified mass murderers. and she called the Columbine shooters godlike. Mm-hmm. And she even visited the town so she could see the school.
That's a little fucking weird.
And Tumblr shut down her account because of offensive content. And, they had no idea what the Tumblr was going to do next. Mm. And so she started a new one titled Charleston Church Miracle. And this is according to a news release from the Department of Justice. She allegedly began corresponding with Dylan the Roofer. And that was around the time of her Columbine visit. And she tried to send him Nazi literature. And Roof has only responded to 4 people during his incarceration, and LaCron being one of those 4. During a search in August 2018, the police fellers said they found an AK-47 rifle, handguns, ammunition, and bomb-making materials at Elizabeth LaCron's residence. If convicted, Elizabeth LaCron faces a maximum of 10 years in a federal prison.
Yeah, I'm looking. I can't see anything about this bar. It's just a bar. They don't even say the name of the bar.
It's not just a... It's an upscale bar. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or is it?
It's in Toledo. I mean...
Sounds upscale. All right. Toledo. Like, the only place more upscale than Toledo is, like, Biloxi.
Nobody likes Biloxi.
You're wrong.
Well, I mean, there is also New Jersey.
New Jersey's not a city.
It could be. It's very small.
You don't know. What? And I'm just looking to see if I have any more funny white on white crime. I think this is about it. Yeah, everything I have is fucking horrible. I want to do another episode that really is just like a straight up, hey, come look at the fucking misogyny episode.
Oh, okay.
And because I got some shit, two in particular that are oh shit, no, I have three in a row right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're pissing me off. Oh. All right, so and it's Wednesday now, so yeah, for Free Thought Thursday, I'm gonna get pissed off at some misogyny. I will, I'm going to use my outdoor voice.
Oh.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what's going on. Miss Colored Man.
Yes.
Do you have anything on your way out? You want to remind folks that you do other shows now?
I do other shows now. Wait, you didn't even cover the...
Which one?
The other Florida one.
Oh, I think I skipped the one with the cop that got scared of the animal?
Yes.
Oh, it didn't look funny to me.
Oh, all right. Fine. Whatever. I think whenever somebody's driving with a fucking lemur in their car, it's funny, but whatever. How about causing a disruption because people believe in Santa?
What? Where is that? That's not on the website, is it?
It's not on the website because I forgot to put it on the website. I had it in my show notes there, and I was like looking. I was like, did I miss? Oh, I missed one. I suck.
Oh, no. Yeah, gun it in.
Okay, let me see if I can get past the fucking ads, though. All right, let me see. Can I get past the ads, please?
No.
No, I can't. So this is in Texas, I believe the Dallas area. Police were called about 10 a.m. to the St. Mark United Methodist Church for a trespassing complaint. A church representative asked protesters to leave multiple times, but they refused. The protesters were there because they were, quote, upset that folks were lying to children about Santa, according to Officer Brian McQueen. When officers arrived, they found three men demonstrating outside the church. Two left, but Aaron Urbanski of Joshua, Texas, wouldn't go and, quote, continued causing a disturbance. Urbanski, 31, was arrested and charged with criminal trespassing and was booked into the Johnson County Law Enforcement Center. Heather Johnson said the two men were holding signs and confronted her on her way to church and said, "Do you let your kids believe in a fake Santa or do they know who Jesus is?" I would point out they did this in front of a church. They're asking churchgoers if their children know who Jesus is.
Yo, that's fucking... is that what? Tunnel vision?
What the fuck?
Like, all I see is what I want to do right now.
Yes. When I told them I don't want to ruin Santa on Christmas for my kids, they started shouting that Santa is not real and I was wrong for teaching them. Okay. Mayor Scott Kane said the city plans to take special measures for the Christmas parade that was rescheduled. Okay. Don't mess with Santa, said Kane. Oh, all right. Just fucking, yeah, reload. I wasn't trying to read this shit or anything.
Oh, just reloaded the article.
Doing it at all.
Yeah.
So the mayor, Kane, Mr. Kane, said, don't mess with Santa. Okay. Well, I understand folks have a right to protest. Cleburne loves Santa, and those protesters who were naughty and broke the law when they trespassed were arrested promptly. Guess they want coal in their stockings to go with their court appearances. You tacky-ass motherfucker. He put that in a Facebook post, by the way.
And then he liked his own post, and then he left the first comment saying...
Exactly. Exactly, nigga.
Yeah, so, yeah. And then people in the comments are mad. People in the comments, I'm wondering at your last breath, who will you meet? Santa, who's not real, or Jesus, who is the truth? May God help this country.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga.
What? That's what they said.
Wow. And now you're getting arrested in the U.S. for telling the truth, but then again, the church was never about the truth.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
I thought religion was supposed to clean us from idolatry.
I mean, Jesus was a white man, too.
Running out of things with this I'll be there standing... Fucking stop reloading. I'll be there standing guard at one of the parade entrances if need be. All right, a white guy with a gun is going to show up and stand guard to protect Santa. This could be amazing. This might be next week's White Cross episode.
Don't tell me you fed the boys without me.
You were in a coma.
My God, what else happened?
You won't like who's president.
It's not Bernie.
It's not Bernie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah. people are upset about Santa. Santa is a pagan and has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus Christ. The man was right. People are indoctrinating their children with false idols. They will go to hell for it. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge.
So when Santa shows up at the church, Jesus is at the door like,
but nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. What's you up, walked Chris? Up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what? What's up? How gangster are you, cuss?
Huh?
How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You ain't hearing it.
That's what Jesus said.
The church locked this man. The church locked. No, the police did it. But whatever. The church locked this man up for protesting and standing against Santa, for standing against Santa and for Christ in a false pagan system teaching ungodly doctrine that are leading these children into destruction. Y'all niggas is that mad about fucking Santa? God damn.
They have to be. They have to be that mad.
This is the real war on Christmas, nigga.
If they don't have shit to pretend to be mad about, they have to deal with their reality.
What are you?
I'm no one. I want what I'm supposed to want. I wear what I'm supposed to wear. And I work what I'm supposed to work. I stand for nothing. I've never fought in a war, and I probably won't ever have to, because the next one's going to kill us all. I can buy things I can't afford, which means they're never really mine. I don't live. I don't believe. I accumulate. I'm a brand. A middle-class white guy.
See?
My favorite comment, though.
Aw, shit. There's
just the last one. The Island of Misfit Toys has plenty of room for these people.
The Island of Misfit Toys. Yeah. You're about to teach me something, aren't you?
Oh, you know that one of those goofy-ass claymation, like 1960s Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah.
There was an island for misfit toys who just didn't fit in. Like, Rudolph was going to go there with his little elf friend because his elf friend wanted to be a dentist and didn't like making toys, and it was a problem.
So he wanted to help? That's what makes you a misfit?
He didn't do his... Everyone has a job.
Dude, white people reindeers got some fucked up stories, man.
Reindeers don't have red noses and they fly. Rudolph was not one of them. That little elf boy wanted to help people not get cavities. That is not allowed. Yes.
So everybody on that island should just be like,
I don't know, man. That doesn't seem woke. And I'm woke as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white on white crime Wednesday. Again, don't let me forget Thursday, because I'm going to go in and do a shift with that lazy ass boy.
Oh.
And then, at the same time, whenever I think lazy now for the past couple weeks, I'm like, are they lazy or do they just hate capitalism? So I'm going to go in there and work with that capitalism hating ass boy. And so I might forget, but I have those three stories lined up so that I can use my outdoor voice.
Yeah.
I might have to back up from the microphone.
So I should be looking for misogyny heavy stories.
We won't need a lot because we can discuss. I mean, with the three, we can really ride through them. Yeah. Have you seen the links already?
No.
I'll share the links with you.
Okay.
All right. So I guess we're going to get off this episode and go do more fucking show prep.
Yeah. I actually forgot what the fuck we were supposed to link. Oh, the Jew picture. Ocasio-Cortez and the Jew picture. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Keep that on the dome.
Right.
All right. And paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/ Wine Cellar Media Fund. Be as safe as possible wherever Jew are.
Really?
Phoenix Leader just threw in the Jew part because Phoenix Leader's got some Jew in her system.
I do, yeah.
Sophia Loco does too, huh?
I don't know.
I know she's a Blaxican. I know that.
She is a Blaxican.
Yeah. All right. Be safe, fucko.
Bye.
And podcast audio, get out of there.